Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, it's another summer of staycationing for most of us, and perhaps you're feeling disenchanted with the day trips on offer. Maybe just once you want to go somewhere different. And nowadays, normal people are looking for more exciting days out to liven up even the quiet man in their houses. Okay, that's enough. If you haven't guessed by now what we're talking about, it's screen tourism, and the Irish film industry is booming. So why not plan an outing to some of the beautiful locations we're becoming more used to seeing on our big and indeed our small screens? In a moment, I'll be talking to Gerard Kennedy, who's owner of the Moorings Hotel in Port Magee in Kerry, about the Star Wars effect there, and also to independent Wicklow councillor Rory O'Connor in Enniskerry, where the Disney film Disenchanted, featuring Amy Adams and Patrick Dempsey, is filming at the moment. But first, I'm joined by Stephen Davenport, Inward Production Manager of Screen Ireland. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. We wanted to get a sense of how this process works and why so many of these big production companies and movies are coming to this country to film.
Yeah, well, we're booming at the moment. So it's been a fantastic kind of return since COVID as well to the amount of production work that's been happening across Ireland. And it's something that's been building and building year on year. We've the screen sector, which employs thousands of people, is worth in excess of $500 million to the Irish economy. And it creates jobs and spin-off industries, and then as indirectly affects tourism.
And Stephen, what do we have here that attracts them? So we have the beautiful countryside, the lovely coastline, but we also have those lovely Georgian streets that can double up for London of olden days. Take us through what Ireland has to offer.
Well, we've a fantastic, and what we have is a very diverse landscape, which is brilliant. So we do many, many genres. We've got, you know, thousands and thousands of castles throughout Ireland, which do everything from medieval to the likes of Vikings, which we have down on filming in Wicklow. We've got beautiful stately homes, Georgian streets in not only Dublin, but in Limerick as well. And they all kind of attract the kind of British period dramas that we kind of see on the screen. From everything from Love and Friendship is filmed here. Ripper Street was a TV series done, and of course Penny Dreadful was the one that was also filmed in Wicklow and Ardmore Studios.
Yeah. And the fans will come, won't they, once they like the TV programme or the movie?
Yeah, that's it. We've seen a huge interest. I think if somebody coming in from Dingle, especially, or from Port Magee, you can tell you about the direct effects of something like Star Wars, and it puts Ireland internationally on the map. I think everyone kind of had a lump in my throat when I saw Skellig Michael appear in the Star Wars film. Yeah. Being growing up in the 70s and being a Star Wars fanatic, and seeing something like that was Ireland on the big screen, but being in a planet far, far away, which was a fantastic spotlight. And I think that's kind of the more that we kind of have filming here opens up more doors as well. We also do kind of things like horror as well. We've got a fantastic, we had an amazing horror movie that was filmed in Loftus Hall. One that's just been released now, which is Gretel and Hansel, which was filmed up at the Hellfire Club in the Dublin Mountains. So we do lots of different types of films as well.
What upcoming projects can you talk to us about, Stephen?
Well, on the screen, we're going to be seeing actually, which will probably put Kerr Castle on the map down in Tipperary, which is we've two films actually, not even just one coming out. We've two coming out, which will be, one will be The Green Knight, which is David Lowry's fantasy film, and we also have Ridley Scott's The Last Duel, which is why Matt Damon was here in Ireland, and both of them were filmed also in Wicklow, but also used Kerr Castle as one of the main castles.
Okay,
in the show.
That's likely to become a hotspot. And of course, the one we were all talking about over lockdown, at the start of lockdown, it seems like so long ago now, is Normal People. And Trinity, of course, is the place where everyone associates Trinity with that. But you're saying look further afield when it comes to Normal People.
Yeah, I think you got to have a look at the, you know, especially Street of Beach in Sligo, which featured heavily in the show, and it's that kind of coastal landscape we have across Ireland, which is filmed in many films. We also have beaches down in Wexford, Kirklow Beach, featured in Saving Private Ryan, and also the Oscar-nominated Brooklyn as well. So we have this kind of international films that come to Ireland, but we also have a fantastic, vibrant Indigenous industry. country, okay, and many things that we see on our local TV that we get to see as well. So,
well, stay with us, Stephen, because as I said, we have independent councillor Rory O'Connor from Enniskerry Village in County Wicklow, and most people will know, Rory, that the filming of the follow-up to Enchanted is underway there, the Disney movie Disenchanted, and this stars Amy Adams and Patrick Dempsey. So much excitement around this, and I know that lots of people have been visiting the village, haven't they, in order to try and catch a glimpse of some of the action.
I'll tell you something, Claire, since no one can go to Disneyland this year, it seems like they replaced it with Enniskerry. We've had a great amount of people coming down, and it's absolutely excellent for all the businesses, you know, after kind of lockdown and all this, exactly what they needed was this huge boost. I think nearly everyone from Dublin's been in Enniskerry by this point. We've had, you know, our first proper ever traffic jam in Enniskerry, which is either a good thing or a bad thing, depending on how you look at it.
What can you see if you go to Enniskerry? Like, what if I went there today? Is there anything to see, or is it all closed away?
No, you can. So one thing you have to watch out for is the days they're filming, because they won't let anyone in on those days. But currently, you can come down and you have Enniskerry Town Clock looking absolutely wonderful with all these kind of flags around it. And all the storefronts of all the businesses are painted to look kind of Disney-esque. And we also have a huge castle directly in the middle with beautiful stained glass on the sides. There's plenty of things to come down, and you have to come down and see it.
What about the stars of the movie? Have they been around? Have they been talking to people?
Yeah, so I have a few stories around that now. Like, there's a WhatsApp group set up by a few residents in Enniskerry who's trying to look out for Patrick Dempsey and talk to him and get selfies and have a good time. I've had stories.
They're tracking
him
and hunting him down.
Yeah,
poor fella.
Like, he's trying to find a unicorn. You know, some people see him, some people don't, and some people don't believe it. And Amy Adams, we've had encounters with. I had someone telling me about their little daughter dressed up as a princess, and Amy Adams waving to her and being absolutely delighted. It's really had a really positive effect on the village. And
is it not tough though with it? You mentioned the traffic there. Enniskerry can be hard enough to navigate at the best of times on a Sunday afternoon. Is it very busy?
I mean, Enniskerry isn't built for this kind of amount of people coming down, and obviously. We just had our new parking lot set up, so that's really good and kind of perfect timing. It's just right before all the props were made for the village, so that's really good timing. But still, we can't handle this amount of traffic. So if you are coming down, you can take the bike down, have a lovely day, sit down, get a coffee. But yes, there has been an insane amount of traffic.
But welcome, you would say.
Exactly, that's it.
Okay,
what we need.
And moving on then to the other end of the country, and as I said earlier, I'm joined by Gerard Kennedy, owner of the Moorings Hotel in Port Magee. Good morning to you, Gerard.
Good morning, Claire.
You're well used to all this where you are.
Yeah, we were well used to it a few years ago, I suppose. It was very positive, of course. Star Wars was very positive for Port Magee. And I would say it was very positive for the Irish film industry as well, you know.
But, you know, Star Wars is so huge. I would imagine when this happened first, were you worried in a way that it would just be too much for the area?
Yes. I mean, you know, Port Magee would be one of these down in the south of Ireland, and it's people come to relax here, and it would be a kind of a quiet area. And the main thing would be getting the boats out to the Skelligs. That would be our main market, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a very special place, really, South Kerry. So we were afraid that the influx would destroy everything, you know, of people after the movie's coming out. But I suppose after the first release, yeah, we did get a lot of people. But, you know, it didn't seem to destroy anything. We kind of held it well, you know.
And for you then, personally, you became friends with Mark Hamill, who people will know played Luke Skywalker, but also with J.J. Abrams, the director of the two movies that were made there.
Yes, well, they would have been here for the 4 or 5 weeks, you know. The whole crew were here for 6 weeks, I suppose, but the boys would have been here about 3 weeks. And, yeah, you see, we'd have an awful lot of interaction with them when they were here, you know. It's very funny because I suppose when they did, before they left, I had said to them, you know, about how did you get on here, you know? And they said, look, when we arrived here, nobody knew us. And we decided we had to settle to go with what you were doing here instead of you going with what we were doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they really enjoyed it. They thought it was an excellent place.
And they brought you over to Orlando for their Star Wars celebration to promote the area.
Yes, we went Tourism Ireland, and Fairness now organised a stand there for the Star Wars celebration. And we went over a group of us. From Donegal and England, from Port Magee, and we just did a bit of marketing on the place, you know, because they're a different type of tourists that come here. Really, they're coming for Star Wars, you know. And I found that we sold the Skelligs more over through the monks and the history of it, you know. And funnily enough, we had about 15 of them here one time, and they got out to the Skelligs. These were real Star Wars fans now. Out to the Skelligs. They were here for about 5 nights, came back in, and they were having dinner here in the restaurant. And I remember saying to them, you know, how did you get on? And, you know, there wasn't one word about Star Wars. It was all about the history, the Sith, the monks.
They were converted.
And they went away, like, they came with one ID, and they went away with something special, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Star Wars has promoted it, has promoted Port Magee, has promoted Ireland, you know. But, like, and the only thing about it, I suppose, after Claire would be that The perception went out that you cannot get to the Skelligs, but that kind of died after a year or two, and people settled down a bit, and it is possible to get out, especially this year.
This is a great year to do it. And Stephen, to come back to you, I know that one of the places that you love is Cong in County Mayo, where The Quiet Man was made.
Yeah, there's a lovely walking tour there as well. I presume it's still back up and running as well, and you can go and see the Quiet Man Bridge. And but I think there's sites all over the whole of Ireland. So I think the way to kind of look at it is you can check on our website. We have a local film office in every county in Ireland. Then you've got the OPW sites this year are all free. You know, there's access to them. So, and many of those will have featured in films throughout the country. And then of course you have the Tourism Ireland site, which we work hand in hand with them, you know, which helps with the promotion of Ireland. We collaborate on productions that when they come into Ireland about how we can promote it. Tourism Ireland created a fantastic behind the scenes of the Star Wars being made out in Skellig. So it's kind of it all works hand in hand, and I think you'd be hard pressed to find a county in Ireland that didn't have a film or some film history there as well. And especially I suppose Wicklow being so close to Enniskerry as well has the Visit Wicklow site has driving tours, the Excalibur Drive, the Michael Collins Drive, and you can look at all the different details there. But you've got Paris Court, which is featured in many films, the W. Redwoods, the waterfalls up there, have been into the Badlands, and also Valhalla, the new Viking series.
Well, they're worth a visit without any knowledge about movies or whatever. They're stunning all by themselves and in their own right. Great to talk to you all. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme. Stephen Davenport there from Screen Ireland, Gerard Kennedy from Port Magee, and also Rory O'Connor talking to us from Enniskerry, where it sounds like there's great fun to be had, especially if you're part of that WhatsApp group chasing Patrick Dempsey. I must get my name on that list for the crack. Right, let's go to the newsroom now and to Brian Jennings.